Hey everybody, this is the triumphant return of Pro Sports with a Rookie. This is David, and here's our rookie.
I have to sneeze.
It's Henry. And today, we're going to be talking to you about the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, no. Change topic.
Something that we're now an expert in. Both of us.
Each more expert than the last.
This one, I think, really Henry more than anyone, because he is, as you may know...
No one knows that yet. No, you can't reveal that.
He is...
A Bermuda Triangle expert.
A Bermuda Triangle expert. And by association, because these two go hand in hand, a little bit of an expert in physics as well.
Oh.
And once you know a little something about physics, you inevitably know a little something about the Bermuda Triangle, too.
Yeah.
Now, Henry, can you tell us a little bit about the role of dark energy in the Bermuda Triangle and how dark energy has caused strange occurrences in the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
Come on. You just spent an hour talking to me about
the triangle. Yeah, I did. So you know that triangle?
Uh-huh. Which one?
The Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle, okay.
There's dark energy afoot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it doing there?
It's everywhere, man. But it's there especially.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, I feel like I need to sneeze.
Would you say that it is causing trouble, too, with the energy of a trillion or so atomic bombs?
Yeah.
What's that doing?
It's, confusing pilots.
Uh-huh.
And,
Making them travel?
Making them travel.
Folding the distance that they're traveling, maybe?
Oh, yeah. There are wormholes everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. That is incredible.
Which I wouldn't expect.
You wouldn't expect that, but you're an expert on the Bermuda Triangle. I feel like this is sort of in your wheelhouse now.
Oh, yeah. That's, yep.
Uh-huh.
Why are we talking?
So, Henry, how about that serpent that's creeping... slithering around the Bermuda Triangle. Can you tell us a little something about that?
The sea currents?
Yeah, the sea current.
Yeah, you know, it's water.
Mm-hmm.
Probably due to dark energy.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. What kind of trouble has it caused?
It moves water around.
Oh.
You don't want that.
No, you don't.
You know, if I pull out a glass of water, here's a great experiment. Take a glass,
mm-hmm.
like you have in your house,
mm-hmm.
fill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to do?
That's a good question.
It's just going to sit there, right?
Yeah.
That's what you expect.
That's exactly what I would expect.
That's not what's happening.
What's happening?
It's a sea serpent.
What? You're telling me that there's a sea serpent in a regular glass of water that we would fill ourselves?
If you filled it at the Bermuda Triangle.
If you filled it at the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, yeah.
So every glass of water you fill at the Bermuda Triangle has a sea serpent in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink it.
No. What do people do?
Unless you have a Brita filter.
Oh, okay.
Those take care of sea serpents.
What did people do in the Bermuda Triangle before they had Brita filters?
I don't know. They probably mysteriously disappeared all the time.
Whenever they took a drink from a glass of water.
Gosh, I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty, but I really like where I am right now.
I don't want to disappear mysteriously.
Now, I don't know if this came into your research at all, but can you tell us a little bit about Amelia
Earhart?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not, you know... I don't specialize in Amelia Earhart studies.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole field in itself.
That's true.
But,
Hillary Swank knows a thing or two.
She might. We should bring her on one day as a special guest.
I'll have my agent talk to her agent.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you just call her up?
My agent is Agent Cody Banks, by the way.
Interesting. Anyway, Amelia, you know, she went flying that one day.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm coming back.
Uh-huh. What actually happened?
She didn't come back.
What?
I don't know why. She said she would.
What do you think happened to her?
Probably Bermuda Triangle.
Oh my gosh. Do you think it had anything to do with dark energy?
Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, there's no point in saying dark energy anymore. I could just say Bermuda Triangle.
That's true. There's some
yeah. Expansion of the universe. What's going on? Bermuda Triangle.
Do you think maybe some solar flares?
Solar flare!
Yeah, do you think that maybe there was a solar flare in the Bermuda Triangle and she was blind?
Yeah. The question among experts, Tien, Krillin...
Maybe Yamcha? Did Yamcha know how to do a solar flare?
I think he did. Uh-huh. I know Goku did it.
Goku did,
Didn't he do it against Boo? I think he did.
I don't know. I didn't make it that far.
No? Oh, I've revealed too much.
I'm sorry. I'm not spoiler an expert alert. Like you. This is why we have you here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just here to ask the questions.
Yeah. We're here to give you answers.
So, in your expert opinion, you think that Amelia Earhart... She was flying through Bermuda Triangle.
Solar flare.
Source unknown. And the next thing you know, she's sucked up into the serpent of the Bermuda Triangle.
That all makes sense to me. I'm writing my thesis on it.
I would assume so. Yeah.
I mean, my thesis is really on whodunit. Mm-hmm. You know, was it Krillin in the kitchen?
Well, is there any motivation that you can see?
That's what's been so difficult. I mean, as far as I know, none of them have any past relations with her. Uh-huh. Notice all the users of Solar Flare are male.
That's true.
And Amelia Earhart is an unmale, which we call female.
Oh, tell me more about that.
About the females?
Yeah.
We're all over the place today.
Uh-huh.
Well, females, unlike males... are not males.
Really?
They're female.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are the primary differences there?
You know the male sign, the like circle with the arrow coming out?
I do, yeah.
That looks like a wiener.
Uh-huh.
Theirs doesn't look like that.
It looks like Anthony Wiener.
Yeah. Based on Anthony Wiener.
Uh-huh.
The female sign looks not like that.
Oh. Do you think that confusion was what caused the antagonism?
Between males and females?
Yeah. Between the users of the solar flare and Amelia Earhart.
It could be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's anybody's guess at this point.
That's true. Do you think they were intimidated by her power level?
I mean, they'd have to check the scouter.
Yeah?
But I think it was...
What did the scouter say?
I think it was over 9,000.
It was over 9,000?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What 9,000?
What? 9,000.
Where have we gone, David?
Where have we gone?
This is what happens when you have too many episodes.
We have not had too many episodes. We've had
four. We're on like season 5 now. That's what happens.
That's because our seasons became one episode after a point.
Yeah. I don't know what season we're in anymore. I think it's 5.
Well, I would say this is more like season 2, because this is year 2.
No.
This is March Madness. This was our third podcast was March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, March Madness is going on right now.
March Madness is going on right now. Yeah. You don't know a lot about that.
I know everything about it.
Before we jump into March Madness, which we will, of course, do.
Yeah. A commercial break?
I need to get some closing thoughts.
On
the Bermuda Triangle.
This... episode brought to you by Taco Bell and the Bermuda Triangle.
Eat fresh.
No, David.
Bermuda Triangle. Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell. Maybe Subway.
But don't you dare drink the Baja Blast of the Bermuda Triangle. Who knows where it'll end up?
Every serpent... is Baja Blast.
So, as a closing thought, Henry, do you think we'll ever fully solve the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle?
Sure.
You think so?
Nah.
No?
Stop it, David. We gotta stop it.